From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. French President Francois Hollande has obtained Russian President Vladimir Putin's pledge of cooperation in fighting the Islamic State militants. More now from VOA's Laritza Hope.
The French president said it is clear that terrorism is the common enemy of the civilized world.
We know it. It has a name. It is Daesh, Islamic State. It has territory, an army, and resources. So we must create this large coalition, which I was talking about, to hit these terrorists.
The Russian president pledged his cooperation. But Moscow's interest in Syria conflict with those of NATO member Turkey, undermining Hollande's effort. After Turkey's downing of a Russian jet, Putin accused Ankara of buying oil that helps finance Islamic State. Russia announced Thursday that its air forces had wiped out Syrian rebel groups operating along the Turkish border near where its jet was brought down this week. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
France is holding a solemn memorial service today to mark 2 weeks since the deadly terrorist attacks in Paris. The names of the 130 victims of the attack were read aloud at the ceremony. Among those in attendance are President Hollande, families of the victims, hundreds of those injured in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the United States knew the path of that Russian fighter jet shot down by Turkey on Tuesday and should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Turkey says it issued repeated warnings that the plane was in the airspace before shooting it down. Mr. Putin said the downing of the plane was a betrayal by Turkey. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron appealing to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. Mr. Cameron says the attacks will make the country safer.
In the end, it comes back to this one main question. Should we take action? All those who say that ultimately we need a diplomatic solution and a transition to a new government in Syria, they are right. Working with a new representative government is the way to eradicate ISIL in Syria in the long term. But can we wait for that to happen before we take military action? I say we can't.
Prime Minister Cameron said the terrorist assault in Paris must act as a call to arms. German police have arrested two men in Berlin who are suspected of planning what they called a serious attack. The arrest happened after a raid on the Islamic Cultural Center. Authorities say the suspects are aged 28 and 46, but have not been their identities released or information on their alleged plot. Even though local German media reported one of the men was Syrian, the other Tunisian. Pope Francis continuing his visit to Kenya today before heading to Uganda and the Central African Republic. He spoke to a gathering of people in an impoverished section of Nairobi this morning.
I feel very much at home sharing these moments with my brothers and sisters who, and I'm not ashamed to say this, have a special place in my life and my decisions. I am here because I want you to know that your joys and hopes, your troubles and your sorrows are not indifferent to me.
Francis will also meet with Catholic bishops of Kenya and make a final appearance at the airport before a farewell ceremony is planned. The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. A unification ministry spokesman says the two sides would meet at the deputy minister level on December the 11th at the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone. That's just inside North Korea. Meetings between mid-level officials began on Thursday on the northern North Korean side of the truce village Panmunjom. Major issues between the nations include reunions for the surviving members of families separated decades ago by the division of the Korean Peninsula. And the World Athletics governing body says Russia accepted a full, indefinite suspension from international competition following reports alleging that Russia's athletes were part of a state-sponsored doping scheme. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.